Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
And they're off, as yesterday marked the first day of filing for those who want to compete in the 2016 election cycle. And for those of us who have served in the past, it's encouraging to see people step up to the plate, put their lives on hold, and try to make a difference. Yesterday, 124 people filed both in person and online for seats in the Montana legislature and for statewide offices. As I stood in the rotunda of the Capitol and looked over the faces of those filing, I was struck by the number of new candidates, and particularly young candidates. It's as though the younger generation is feeling a sense of urgency, a sense that this state, if it continues on its present course, may not be the perfect place to raise their children. There's a sense that jobs are slipping away, particularly high-paying natural resource jobs, and there's a sense that those currently in power are acting a lot like college sophomores on spring break with daddy's credit card, spending money like there's no tomorrow. But rather than just complaining, these young people are taking advantage of a solution afforded to them by the founding fathers over 200 years ago. They're running for office, and that's what responsible citizens do. They realize that our system of government is a gift, not a given, and it requires effort to maintain it. Sure, there are those running because they want to increase government spending, and it worries me that there are so many young people who seem to be enamored by an openly socialist presidential candidate, but those that I spoke with yesterday seem to be more concerned with out-of-control spending, out-of-control immigration, out-of-control regulation, and the significant increase of government overreach into our personal lives. These are bright young people who truly seem to get it, and I, for one, was pleased that some in their generation are waking up and stepping forward. Running for public office is a big commitment. Here in Montana, being a member of our citizen legislature is truly a sacrifice. Candidates spend months going door to door while their friends are recreating or spending time with their families. Then, if they're fortunate enough to be elected, they once again put their lives on hold to move to Helena for the 4 months of a legislative session, all for very little pay. Some do it for the glory. They just need to be somebody, and those are the dangerous ones. But the best legislators are the ones that have full, rewarding lives apart from public office and who dread the thought of leaving their families to go serve. They do it out of a sense of duty and responsibility to their children and grandchildren, and those are the ones that we should support. They have a generational view, and they're there for the right reasons. Filing season runs through March 14th, and the primary election is on June 7th. If you can run for office, then please do so. We can help you get started. If you cannot run, then find a candidate who shares your views and volunteer to help on their campaign. In a representative republic such as ours, we all have a role to play. And if our state and nation spiral downward because we spend our free time watching reruns of NCIS or Madam Secretary, then it's our own fault. Unlike so many nations around the world, we've been given the chance to participate in our government. Remember, it's a gift, not a given. Let's not take it for granted. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.